The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and a special treat for tonight, the piano magic of Jan August. Spike Jonze and the City Slickers dedicate their next number to the arrival of spring, capturing the flute-like notes of the meadowlark and the trill of the nightingale as they play Ain't She Sweet?
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze saying hello for the Spotlight Review. Yes, spring is really here. You can tell by the women's hats. Today I saw one woman wearing what I thought was a banana cream pie. But I was wrong. It was lemon meringue. Anyway, it's really great to be... Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Jones, but I'd like to get a job with your orchestra.
Are you a good musician?
Am I good? Why, one of the biggest band leaders in the country is after me.
Really after you, huh? Who are you with now?
The band leader's sweetheart.
I'll bet in the next election he'll vote as a registered moron. But here comes a gal who is the quintessence of feminine pulchritude, superseded only by the ethereal transmutation of her vocalizing. The Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Thank you, everybody. Spike, that was a wonderful introduction. Did you mean all that?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what I said. But here, Dorothy, in honor of spring, I brought you this beautiful corsage.
Oh, gee, thanks, Spike. But this is a very peculiar-looking bouquet.
Well, other guys give orchids, but at least I'm original. I grow these myself. They're very difficult to raise. Takes about 9 weeks to grow.
9 weeks? How do you grow them?
Oh, you just put a sweet potato in a glass of water and wait.
Say, do you always give girls that kind of flowers?
Oh, sure. I used to send them to one girl I went with, and she saved every one of them. She pressed them in a book.
Really? What'd she send you?
Oh, she used to send me chocolate-covered caramels. I saved them, too. I'd show them to you if I could only get this book open.
You must have thought a lot of each other.
Oh, yes, Dorothy. We were practically made for each other. I was 5'8", and she was 8'5". But she ran away and did an act with a magician who used to saw her in two. Now she's his wife.
You mean to say he married a woman he used to saw in two?
Yep. Now when he sees me, he always asks me to come up and say hello to the better half.
Guys, some people have the most peculiar occupations. Like some members of my family, for instance.
Well, what do you mean exactly?
Well, I can tell you better in this little song. It's my latest Columbia recording called The Sample Song. So it's called. My papa works in a pretzel factory attending to bending. I'm thirsty, it seems, even in my dreams, because he keeps bringing samples home. My grandma works in a patch quilt factory. She matches the patches. My clothes are a sight, purple, pink, and white, because she keeps bringing samples home. And there's my silly old cousin Willie. He makes donuts all day long. I sample donuts till I go nuts. No wonder I sing the sample song. My uncle worked in a money factory, inspecting, collecting. I heard a man say that he's gone away because he kept bringing samples home. Busy, oh, cousin Lizzie. She works making cheese all day. And how her cheese aches till the breeze aches. You can tell where we live a mile away. My brother works in a corkscrew factory, assisting in twisting. I'll have to admit, I'm afraid to sit because he keeps bringing samples home, sweet home. He keeps bringing samples home. Ouch! Boing.
Good thing one of them didn't work on a skunk farm. We have for you now a City Slicker arrangement of a currently popular song entitled Slap Her Down Again, Paul. In this song, we've interpolated a bit of real old melodrama. The cast and the disorder in which they appear will be myself as Pa, Sir Frederick Gass as Nell, George Rock as Little Bunky, Joe Syracuse as the villain, and Freddie Morgan as the sheriff. The story points up a moral and shows how a quiet, sober-minded, clean-living citizen can become a wild, free-spending, riotous-living person. That is, providing he gets the breaks. We give you now Slap Her Down Again, Paul.
Slap her down again, Paul, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Paul, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Paul. Slap her down again.
Here's a little story that we're going to tell. Traveling salesman and poor old Nell.
It's been a long, long time since Vanelli eloped. I always had a hunch that she was rope. She up and married with a city slicker. His ways made you sick and his face made you sicker. She left that night and stole all the food. Took a side of bacon which she hid in her stew. But I wish she was home again like she was a poor. Who's a knocking at the door? Hi, Cracky, and well, well, well.
Don't you know me, Paul? It's your little daughter now.
Where's your city slicker, the low-down cayuse? First name Joe, last name Syracuse.
He's a slick-tongued devil, and he lied with ease. He had more women than Kraft got cheese. He left me one night when I was forlorn, the very same night Little Bunky was born. Whack, 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 whack.
Is that there, Bunky?
Yeah, born in New York.
You should have sent him back and kept the store. Get him off this farm within an hour. If the cows see his kisser, it'll turn the milk sour.
Gotta keep him, Paul, or I'll lose my senses.
Give him away and to the consequences.
Whack, 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 whack.
Here comes the villain, Joe the louse. Let's all hiss him right out of the house.
Hoity-toity, me proud Judy. How'd you get away from me? Hey, cutie, but I knew I'd find you. Now I'll show you no mercy. You're coming with me back to Newark, New Jersey.
Ain't he going to Jersey with you? I'm through. Why, Des does more things than you can do.
You gotta come back, cause you left me in the quandary. I had to dry the dishes with my last month's laundry.
Paul's turn now, and is he going to tell the villain to go to Jersey or straight to Nell?
Now listen, you. I'm the boss in this house, and I got no room for a gall-dern louse. Get back to Jersey. This is your last chance, or you'll be picking buckshot out of your pants.
Take your head off, partner, when you mention my state, and you listen to me, you reprobate. You know I can do you heaps of harm, because I hold the mortgage on this gosh darn farm.
You can have the farm, but not my Bunky.
I'll take the farm and Bunky by, hunky.
Here I am, sleeping in my new diaper. I'd stick you with my safety pin, you mean old cut, but the darn thing's holding my diapers up.
Can't you tell by my badge I'm the constable? What did Joe do? Come now, tell.
Well, he ain't done right by a little now.
Well, I'm the law and I'll settle this case. I'll wipe the smile off Syracuse's face. You stole her farm, you left his daughter, you pay her pappy a dollar and a quarter.
Well, sakes of mercy, a dollar and a quarter? Wish I had another daughter.
A dollar and a quarter, make him pay. A dollar and a quarter, make him pay.
Hold it, relax, relax. That's all I got left after income tax. And to make amends for the harm I did y'all, I'm gonna take Nell to a dancing hall.
Give her a new coat and a sear sock and knickers, and we'll dance to the music of the city slickers.
Beautifully done, Spike. Where'd you ever learn to do that Western talk?
Why, Dorothy, I used to have a home on the range, but they threw me out of my home on the range.
Why?
I said a discouraging word. But right now, let's welcome a young man who is at home in any range, on the piano, that is. Ladies and gentlemen, Jan August.
Thanks, everybody, and you too, Spike and Dorothy. Spike, I liked your Western melodrama, too. In fact, I get many a musical inspiration from Western scenes.
Really?
Well, who wouldn't? Gosh, out there you get a horse ride for hours into the sunset, and everything in front of you is purple and gold.
Yeah, and everything in back of you is black and blue. But, Jan, what are you going to play for us tonight?
What song would you like?
Well, I don't know.
Just a minute, gentlemen. Just a minute, gentlemen. If you're looking for songs, where are your men?
Yeah, we got all kinds of songs.
Now, wait a minute. Who are you guys?
Would you mind reaching into this pocket for my card? My hands are all covered with fingers.
Okay. Let's see. Do and Ray Fasol. S.R. What's the S.R. for?
Songwriters. What do we look like?
Well, you look like a couple of unconfirmed rumors. What songs have you ever written?
You hear that, Doe?
Yeah, let's show them, Ray. Here's one of our songs. When I wore a tulip, upright yellow tulip, the clothing is so gall darn high.
Really, after all,
Oh, you don't like that one? We got another one. Hot off the griddle. Listen.
Let me call you sweetheart, cause I called you everything else. Oh, Ricky, today.
Never mind. Scram you two.
Oh, cause I called you everything else.
What in the world was that?
I don't know, but I'm going to keep that door locked from now on, I'll bet you. Jan, I'm sorry about that interruption.
Oh, that's all right, Spike. Have you decided what you'd like me to play?
Dorothy, what would you suggest?
Well, I'm sure we'd all like to hear Jan's famous recording arrangement of Olla Negra.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Jan August plays Olla Negra.
Thank you.
As usual, terrific, Jan. Jan August will return for another demonstration of his piano magic. Right now, here's Joe King.
The Coca-Cola Company and your local Coca-Cola bottler have asked me to extend to you and your family their very good wishes for a happy Easter.
Of course, that goes for all of us here on the show. Friends, the spotlight now turns to... Who could that be? Come in.
Friday night, we pledge our undying loyalty. We have 9,263 members. My name is Georgie.
For a minute there, I didn't think you'd make it. Yes, Georgie, what can I do for you?
I got a poem in my dome.
Another poem? How do you do it, Georgie?
Oh, Mr. Jones, with me, it is a habitual ritual to capture the rapture of any venture of a spiritual nature.
I see. All right, Georgie. All right, let's hear the poem, huh?
Okay. To Spike Jones, your face reminds me of a beautiful chrysanthemum. And your music thrills me like the national anthem. Of all the band leaders, you are the superior. Why, none of the others can even come near you. When it comes to playing the things musical, you stand out above the rest like a wart on a pickle.
I think I'll nominate him for the Bard of the Network. Why not? He's been barred from every other network. Right now, the spotlight picks up Dorothy Shea as she sings Hooray for Love.
Blase for love. Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh and cry for love. Ah, but in forever, die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love. It's the wonder of the world. It's a rocket to the moon. It gets you high, it gets you low. But once you get that glow, oh. Some trust a fate for love. Others have to take off and wait for love. Some go berserk for love. Loafers even go to work for love. Some sigh and sob for love. People have their noses bobbed for love. Some say we pay for love just the same we pay.
Wonderful, Dorothy. It's my pleasure now to introduce a young man who, in the recent Academy Awards selections, was chosen as the runner-up. When Ronald Coleman won, this young man was chosen to run up and tell him. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, is Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you, thank you. As it is spring, I shall sing when it's springtime in the Rockies. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice, for the boys at Mount Alto Hospital, music maestro Eddie Phillips, please, Springtime in the Rockies, eh? When it's rock time in the springies, when it's spring rock in the timies,
sir.
When it's time sprock in the rickies, I'll do time for serving Mickey's. Maybe I better start again. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming black and blue. I'll be coming back with goo, scotch tape, a tapeworm, a worm. Did you hear about the centipede with a wooden leg? Here's how a centipede with a wooden leg goes. 99 thump, 99 thump, 99 thump. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Sweet little heart, heart a little sweet, little strong heart. No, strong heart, no. That's a pig, or a dog. No, it's a pig. We got a pig at our house named Eversharp. That's his pen name. He writes an invisible oink. But his father's an awful bore.
That's a joke.
Little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bony eyes crossed in two. With your bony eyes so blue. Not bony eyes, no. With your iny bones. Them bones, them bones, them bones, don't bones, don't five bones, dowdy, foot bone connected to the leg bone connected to the hip bone, and the hip bone connected to the trombone, and the trombone connected to the wishbone, them bones that kept walking and talking with other men. What was the name of them bones? Was it Chloe, Dawn, Tina, Francis, Burnett, Soren, Wayne, Wiki, Linda, Jake, Buck, Jensen? This is driving me sane. Wrong act. Once again I say I love you, as the birds sing all the day. When it's spring, I once wrote a song about spring. It was called I'll Meet You in the Spring If I Can Get Through the Mattress. When it's springtime in the Rockies, way afar, far away, way afar, what, it's the hay, they're away, that sounds like a horse race. A horse race? And there they go, around the turn. It's Lady Evelyn first, hastening Hackett is close, Daniel Dare doing great, and Banana Peel is slipping out in front. Banana Peel is slipping out in front. In the Rockies, far away.
Superlative Professor, now Jan August, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers present a seasonal medley with Love Your Magic Spell, Blue Skies, and April Showers.
This is Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
We'd like to extend our sincere thanks to our friends in Washington for making our stay here a very happy experience. Right, Dorothy?
I couldn't have said it any better, Spike.
And Dorothy, before I leave for Indianapolis, I've got a surprise for you. Move a little closer, will you?
Oh, like this?
Uh-huh. Now close your eyes.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Now pucker up.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Now blow. I bought you this whistle.
Oh, good night, folks.
Good night.
Next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Harmonaires singing their great arrangement of Kentucky Babe and some interesting new numbers from Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on the same CBS station with Percy Faith, your host Roger Pryor, and a special guest. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is...